Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here. Another bracket breakdown and a solo mission edition of the Feed Thigh Podcast. And let's go to the right coast, shall we, and break down the East Region in this year's NCAA tournament. There's no better time for people like me who love college basketball, love betting, and love brackets. So let's go ahead and break it on down with our opening shot. Now I'm going to lay with BYU. I'm going to lay that -2.5 chalk against the VCU Rams. VCU, a very popular upset pick right now. A lot of people buying into the Rams to bring home a winner and a -110 juice for BYU to do exactly that and cover the spread at BetMGM. And I think the Cougs will reign supreme. While you look at BYU, they've been incredible here last month. Number 4 overall, according to Bartorvik, during that span. And in that 10-game stretch, they're number 15 in EFG offense. Are shooting 59.4% from 2 and 37.6% from 3. Now, defensively, a little bit sketchy. And the key in this game, because VCU really preys on sloppiness, is that BYU has got to play composed. If they do, they're going to end up winning. They couldn't really win by a convincing number. I know they finished really strong, but the trip up in the Big 12 Conference Tournament against the Houston Cougars, I think, is exactly what they needed to reset, to cool them off a little bit, give them an extra day's rest so they can hurdle some of the competition in the big dance this year. And maybe BYU's going to do that. I mean, keep in mind, yeah, VCU was number 2 in EFG defense, but they're 142 in EFG offense. So they're not exactly killing it on that end. So if you can beat the press, beat the pressure, they got suitable ball handlers. I think Richie Saunders and company make me some bank. So please do so. Bring the boom. BYU at a -2.5. Against the VCU Rams at a -110 juice there at BetMGM. It's totally awesome, baby, with a capital A. I'm going to go with the financiers of the college basketball world, a former founding father they're named after, and, of course, that being Robert Morris. Give me the over on 71.5 team total points, taking on Alabama. And the game is going to be the definition of high possession kind of affair. I think Robert Morris, yeah, they may get clobbered. They may lose by 30, 35, 40 points in this game. But they're going to score a lot because that's typical of most Alabama games. Now, if you look on the per possession basis, Alabama's a team that's decent defensively. Number 50 in the country over the last 10 games in EFG defense. They're going to have 48.8% from inside the arc and only 30.8% outside of it. Tremendous. And they are, though, the fastest team in the country. Number 1 in adjusted tempo during that stretch. Bama also number 14 in effective field goal percentage offense. Again, I think it's entirely realistic that they're going to hang 98, 99, a hundo in this game. But Robert Morris is a more than adequate scoring team at the mid-major level. Yeah, they're a modest 142 in EFT offense. They're shooting 50.7% from 2, 34.9% from 3 in their last 10 games. They get a lot of offensive rebounds. We don't know about the status of Grant Nelson, a guy that gets a lot of those second chances for Alabama. So he was off the defensive glass as well, him and Big Cliff Amore. But I know Mark Sears and company are going to march on. But, you know, they're probably not going to play the full 40 minutes. Maybe they're going to sit like the last 3 minutes of the game, let some of the walk-ons in. Robert Morris will leave some of their starters out there, a veteran-laden bunch, and they somehow, some way get to like 72, 73. So give me the over on 71 points for the Colonials of Robert Morris against the Crimson Tide and a -115 juice there at BetMGM. Let's talk about a Cinderella story, shall we? Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Akron Zips. The pride of the Miggity-Miggity-Miggity-Miggity-Mac daddies, and they certainly were. John Gross, former Illinois head coach, at the helm there. Guy's got a similar hairstyle as you're truly. A little bit shinier than mine, but he's got a well-oiled offensive machine. Akron is one of the smallest teams in the tournament. It is a bit of a worry in this matchup against Arizona because Arizona's got some size. The Bigs could really just bludgeon them from beginning to end. But Akron's a team that is scrappy. They use their finesse. They use their smaller side to find creases, to get second chance opportunities. They get a ton of offensive rebounds. In fact, the last 10 games, 33.7% of the possessions, they're getting that second chance. Very good offensive team. Number 41 EMG offense during that stretch. They're at 57.8% from two and 38.3% from three. Arizona, a decent defense, but they're not shut down, not locked down. They're not going to put you in an Iron Maiden, so to speak. So I think Akron, I don't think necessarily they're going to win. I don't have them on my sheet. Full disclosure, I have all chalk in this region, but there is a Cinderella story to tell. I think it's with the Zips because Caleb Bowden go out there and go for like 2 for 20 from the floor. And Arizona often this season has lived by Caleb Love, and they certainly died by the performance of Caleb Love. So give me Akron. Love them plus the 13.5, but sprinkle a little action on the money line as well and hope that the pumpkin carriage doesn't arrive in short order. Value future in this region. Bucky Badger, pour me a spotted cow, bartender, please. I think Wisconsin is a really interesting team. At 10-1 odds there at BetMGM. Wisconsin is a team that plays variable paces. Now, historically, under Greg Gard, they lived in the half court. Not so much this year. They've really evolved schematically, a lot more screen action. Veteran group led by John Tonje. And John Tonje, as I've written a couple of times, has some Carmelo Anthony tendencies about his game. I'm not saying he's like the epitome or mirror image of him by any stretch of the imagination. But he is somebody that has some characteristics that are somewhat similar. He could maybe carry this team on his back. We saw it against UCLA, the Big Ten tournament. He started that game 9 for 9 from the floor, and that's including 6 for 6 from three. So he can be a microwave. He can really have those instant heat opportunities and take advantage of them. And I like Stephen Crowell, 7-footer. They got Klesmet there, runs a point. The guy's got a lot of veteran leadership. Nolan Winter's a guy, can beat you inside, beat you outside. I like the starting five. They don't have a ton of depth on this team. And Blackwell's another guy that can really beat you in variable ways. But what I love about Wisconsin more than anything else, they're number one in the country in free throw percentage. They're cashing in at the line 82.8% of the time. So in a lot of these nip and tuck affairs in the NCAA tournament, Wisconsin is built to win because they can slam the door at the stripe on the competition. Got them in my Elite Eight. I think they're going to knock off Alabama, the Sweet 16. Can they take that next step if that does happen against Duke? I don't think it will happen, but it's definitely a card that is certainly in play. So 10-1 odds, again, worth a little sprinkle on Bucky Badger. And who's going to be the region winner? I just gave it away. It's the Blue Devils. The Dukies, baby! The most popular pick right now, Bracket Mayhem and Yahoo or ESPN's Bracket Game. Saw ESPN's Bracket Game. It's like nearly 25% of the brackets have Duke cutting down the nets. Very popular. Why? Because of Cooper Flagg. Now, we don't know about the status of Flagg for the opening weekend. I don't think they really need him, honestly. In the opening round game, whether against American Mount St. Mary's, it doesn't matter, or against Baylor or Mississippi State in the round of 32, that doesn't matter either. They have enough talent without him in Con Knipple and Malawach and a terrific rim protector. Tyrese Proctor with the outside arsenal that he brings. They have a number of guys that just get buckets, and they play incredible defense as well. They've been top 10 at EFGD pretty much all year long. And that hasn't waned, and it's not going to in the NCAA tournament. I think Cooper Flagg will be on the floor, just gut feeling. I don't have any inside information. They're in the round of 32. Duke is a team to beat. Quite frankly, this is the easiest draw of any of the one seeds in this year's NCAA tournament. They're going to waltz to San Antonio and represent. That's why they're minus 140 to make the Final Four. I'm not going to bet on that. Again, that's why I feature the value play with Wisconsin instead at 10-1. But yeah, Duke is a heavy favorite for all the right reasons. All right. That is a wrap on this edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Drop us a rating and a review. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.